Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Wisconsin is hosting the National Outstanding Young Farmer Awards Ceremony this year. It'll be in Appleton from February 15th through the 19th. And Wisconsin does have skin in the game. Kyle and Rachel Zwig from Exonia are one of 10 couples in the finalist group. A committee of outstanding alumni are in charge of putting the event together. Rich Knors and his wife Debbie are the program coordinators, and they were outstanding young farmers themselves back in 2010. They come from a diversified farming operation in New Jersey. In case you're unfamiliar with what the National Outstanding Young Farmer Program is, Rich breaks it down for us.
The National Outstanding Young Farmer Program was started in 1954 by the USJCs in Iowa as a farmer recognition program. Each year, we honor outstanding farmers from across the country that are nominated. 10 from throughout the country will become finalists. It comes to a climax at our convention each year, which does move around the country. And this year it is in Appleton, Wisconsin, and we choose the four national winners at that Congress in February. It would be four couples or individuals. However, you know, I believe this year they're all couples, our finalists. So we have 10 finalists.
And Rich, it's been now 13 years since you were recognized as an outstanding young farmer. From your perspective as an active alumni in this program, how has the definition of an outstanding young farmer changed in the past decade?
I would say not at all. You know, maybe the look of the farmers may have changed a little bit. And by that, I mean, you know, what their operations are. You know, before we were outstanding young farmers, you know, you go back 30 years ago and most farmers centered on one area of agriculture, you know, row crop, farming, dairy, beef, so forth. And I think today more and more people are diversified and, you know, having several different enterprises within their operation. But one thing I think stands true is that there's a lot of the cream of the crop in agriculture. You know, I think it's a very impressive industry with from our more mature generations down to the younger generations that are just impressive people in the work that they do and, you know, what they get done.
This National Outstanding Young Farmer Program starts again February 15th in Appleton. Rich, how often does Wisconsin get to host?
Within our group, in the Outstanding Farmers of America, we have the country divided up into five regions. Every 5 years, it goes to one of those regions. So the members from that particular region will meet at the Congress and, you know, they kind of pick a site and location. Well, they would pick a location and then, you know, work with the OFA group to secure a hotel and tours and everything else that would fund that would go along with everything.
The 10 finalist couples all hail from different states. Kyle and Rachel Zwig are representing the dairy state as the only dairy producers on the list. But they'll all get a taste of Wisconsin agriculture while they're in town. Rich, this is a 5-day event. What are the finalists going to be doing before the selection ceremony?
How our whole process works is they're nominated back in August. The nominations are reviewed and a select group will become semifinalists. From semifinalists, they will fill out a, you know, fairly extensive application, kind of a narration of yourself and your business, your soil conservation practices, and your community service. We do have a panel of judges that include officers of our group. They will include the immediate past president of the National Agriculture Agents Association, and a regional person. Generally, the regional person is in the banking industry or somehow related to agriculture. From there, our top 10 finalists are picked. At the Congress, the finalists will come in, you know, get to meet each other. It's always a relatively intimidating thing. I know it was intimidating for us because our group makes up a video of each of the finalists, you know, kind of a, wow, they're, you know, these other people are very impressive. They do go through an interview process there, which helps also to determine the four national winners. But a lot of it is networking, getting to know our group. The finalists are the star of our conference, so they'll be presented to the rest of the membership and getting to know us and so forth. We have a day of tours, and our tours are very exciting this year. We're going to the Keller Tractor Museum, and this is all around Appleton. We're going to a large goat dairy. We're going to Discover Wisconsin. Then we're going to Wayside Dairy, which is a 2,000-cow dairy, for our tours. And then our regional group, on Friday night, we always have like a fun dinner. Our regional committee, I think very excitingly, got it. So we're at Lambeau Field. We're going to be in their field house area, which will be really cool.
What do you most look forward to as both an alumni and the program coordinator?
You know, I think the most exciting part of every Congress for myself is just getting to visit with our friends from around the country. You know, there's so much that we learn from each other. Networking would be the biggest thing. To me, it's really cool, you know, in the different operations we have. I have friends all over the country. I was just talking to one of them 2 days ago that's in Arkansas that basically does the same stuff that we do. And, you know, we're comparing notes and so forth. So to me, that is really the most exciting, along with, of course, every year is a unique experience from the location that we're at. You know, my wife and I have had the good fortune that we have friends that live in De Pere, outside of Green Bay. So we have visited the area several times, but, you know, there's always exciting stuff.
Rich, anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
Certainly any farmers in the area, if you have, and we all have that really special young farmer that's, you know, our family member or near us, and, you know, keep our program in mind to nominate them, because, you know, it's been life-changing for many people.
Nominations for the 2024 Outstanding Young Farmer are due August 1st. In the meantime, good luck to Kyle and Rachel Zwig of Exonia in their run for top spot in the National Outstanding Young Farmer Program held this year in Appleton. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.